ready to throw it again. Taps throwing deep, has a man far side, and he's caught out there. And a nice catch it is by Ayew. Good to see him still in back. Brandon Ayew still going all the way down around the 15.
If you love Philadelphia, there's a high probability that you hate these two. It's the Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Love you guys. Most of the time.
I was just, what up, Kate? I was just looking at the college slate. You get the all-white uniforms of Penn State going to the L.A. Memorial Coliseum to play USC at CBS at 12:30. You get the Red River Shootout in Texas and Oklahoma. Oh, my God. College football is just... Florida's going to Tennessee. Ohio State and Oregon? 4:30 NBC? Eugene, Oregon? Autzen Stadium? Ohio State versus Oregon? Ole Miss and LSU? God, the football schedule makers, man, they just know what, it's like cocaine, man. It just, it got me hooked.
What?
It got me hooked. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I meant like, whatever.
That's stupid. Don't say that again.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that at all. I could get fired for saying stuff like that.
We watched that final play, you and I. What did we see?
Yeah. So before we do that.
I don't pretend to be some quarterback guru. I'm just, because that's why I asked, was it a five-step drop, a three-step drop? I don't even know, because I know when you sequence up some of these, the timing passing game, the reason why you have specific drops for specific routes is by the time you hit your back foot, you should be getting rid of the ball as this guy's breaking and blah, 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 blah. But when it's an audible situation or a hot route situation, I don't understand quarterback play enough to be able to diagnose what a quarterback should or shouldn't do in those situations with their feet.
Well, I want to do this first. If Spadoni, you could isolate Shanahan. He was talking about the final play. And was it Tracy Sandler? I forgot who asked him the question. But he basically said Brock Purdy has to get rid of the ball quickly. He has to get rid of the ball quicker. Now, can you play the final play? Can you play that interception for us, Spadoni? Play the interception. And I know I'm putting you on the spot. I'll give you some time here. And then we'll get back to the calls. But play the final play where Brock Purdy gets it picked off. And then I want to hear Shanahan on he needs to get the ball out quicker, because I want to diagnose this play, because it kind of leads me to what I thought coming into today's show and what I watched from the game. This game's more on Purdy than Kyle Shanahan.
You had the ball.
Shanahan is a whipping boy and a scapegoat for a lot of people. Sorry, Shasky. Just let me get this out. Shanahan is a scapegoat for a lot of people. It's easy to blame the coach. Players got to play. Players got to execute. And Brock Purdy, for most of yesterday's game, did not execute. I'm sorry.
Well, they had the ball. Like, just let's peel everything back.
All right. Can we play the play?
There's 97 seconds left in the game. You have no timeouts, and you should be able to go 60 yards or so to get down to the 15.
Let me play the play.
Right, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, let me play the play.
There's a lot of time right now.
There's time again.
All right, so the Niners get a first down. They got first and 10 at the 42. Now, we heard the play right there from Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady. Now, here is Shanahan on what happened on that final play.
No, they had a blitz. We had two guys blitz the back, that means you're hot, and we just got to get rid of the ball quicker.
So we have to get rid of the ball quicker. Now let's get into the play, Shasky. It's a minute 20 left when they get to the line of scrimmage. They're at their own 42-yard line. Clock is running. But it's a minute 16 when they hike it. Minute 16, and there's about 30-plus seconds left on the play clock. Now, what the 49ers do is they line up, and Purdy just runs a play. So, to me, mistake number one is not just waiting just for a second for the defense to show their hand. Purdy just is, like, in a hurry, like, oh, my God, let's get up here. And Arizona's like, oh, we don't have to show our blitz yet. So, they show the blitz late. Boom, scot free. At least just... You got time.
Yeah.
You got plenty of time. A minute 16 in that situation. You've got an eternity. Eternity. Especially when you have George Kittle wide open. So I think mistake number one on that play, Shasky, was not just waiting a second for the defense to tip his hand and show you what they were doing.
I mean, you know where I stand. Clock management is its own. Like, we could talk about all the stuff that happens in a game. Clock management is its own masterclass. Whether it's the coach, the quarterback, whatever. You just watched Kirk Cousins do it on Monday Night Football, did we not?
Thursday night. Monday night, too, against the Eagles.
Yeah, but we've seen it multiple times. And so to your point about Brock Purdy, I mean, how many of these situations has he really had? I guess the Green Bay game, it comes to mind.
We've had Dallas, you had Green Bay, you had Detroit, you had to win a game.
I mean, no, but I'm saying like final drive situations.
Oh, final drives, yes.
Cleveland in the loss where they missed the field goal, the Green Bay game in the playoffs, and that's,
Minnesota to win a game.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, Minnesota there that's to try true. To win a game. You're down 22-17 in that football game on Monday Night Football. So, but then, not only does he not diagnose a play, he's such in a hurry that he doesn't diagnose a play. Shanahan's answer tipped me off to this, and I felt like this anyway, that it was more so on Purdy yesterday than Shanahan.
Overall.
I just thought Purdy was off yesterday. I thought he was off.
I agree.
But Shanahan's an easy guy to blame. And I've done my fair share of blaming Shanahan for clock management. Super Bowl 54 on line one, first half and second half. Don't even get me started on that. I don't want to recycle that material. But yesterday, to me, I thought it was all Purdy. And then I'm thinking, okay, I'm listening to the calls. I'm listening to everybody, Shanahan this, Shanahan that. And then we watched the final play. So first of all, Purdy is in a hurry to run the play. Then he takes like a five-step drop back and a hop step while patting the ball, where it's like they're running a cover zero blitz. That's got to be 1, 2, 3, get the ball out. Purdy's drop was way too long.
I hear you, and it does look wrong, but like, I don't know what he's being taught, and I don't know what the sequencing is on that play, and I'm not here to sit here like, oh, you got to take a three-step drop. That's why I asked, is it a five or a three? And we both saw it. It's clearly a five with a climb.
With the little hot step there.
Yeah, I call that the climb.
And he did not feel the pressure.
Yeah.
He did not feel the pressure whatsoever.
He didn't have a sense of urgency.
So to me, that Shanahan kind of tipped it off. He got to get rid of the ball quicker. And I think Purdy would say the same thing, and by looking at it again, that was kind of a microcosm of how Purdy played yesterday. He was just a tick off.
I can't really argue. I don't have a rebuttal. I mean, when you're right, you're right, and you're right on this one.
Well, I'm not even trying to be right. I'm just trying to assess this. Like, grownups instead of hearing everybody on the timeline and taking our calls, man, well, we got a Shanahan problem. We need a new coach. Like, hold on. Wait a minute here. Players play, too. It's just like the Warriors. When everybody just blames Steve Kerr for everything. Well, Steve Kerr's not shooting jumpers. Steve Kerr's not setting screens. Steve Kerr's not turning the ball over. Now, you got to put your players in great positions, situations to play in, but we just are so quick to blame coaches in today's day and age. What about the players who are making millions and millions of dollars to go out there and make a play?
But when the coach blows a lot of 10-point leads, that's, I think, the common denominator.
Well, that's another big misnomer, that Shanahan blows a bunch of 10-point leads in the fourth quarter, right?
I mean, Rams game, both Super Bowls. I'm talking about Rams NFC Championship game. The Rams game this year, Arizona this year. Like, so there is the team and the coach. They're all in one. To me, it all goes together.
Well, from 2017 to 2023, the 49ers were 51-2 under Kyle Shanahan in the regular season when leading by double digits in the fourth quarter. So everybody said, oh man, he loves blowing the double-digit lead. Now in the regular season, again, from 2017 to 2023, 51-2.
Okay, but in the playoffs, you lost the Super Bowl the first time against the Chiefs with the double-digit leads.
Two Super Bowls and a Rams game.
And the Rams. I
get that.
Those are pretty big.
Those are big. When I hear people say, well, he blew a 10-point lead all the time.
Well, you know, relative.
51-2 in the regular season going into the season.
Because you should win when you're up double
exactly.
digits.
Exactly. 51-2 is a pretty damn record. Pretty damn good record.
But I want to see everybody else's record. That way.
Okay, yeah, that's for sure. But you don't lose to the Rams if Ronnie Bell catches a damn pass. You don't lose if Malik Mustafa contains on the punt return. You don't lose if your defense is not alert enough on the fake punt. You don't lose. So at some point, like, we got to stop with just blaming Shanahan for every damn thing. I'm not even saying he's the best coach in the world. But damn, are we going to hold the players accountable for something? They're getting millions of dollars.
Well,
they're the one playing.
I mean, we've crushed Debo. We've crushed Bosa. We've crushed Jimmy right out of town.
But when we go to Purdy, it seems like, wait a minute.
I think we've been pretty fair on Purdy today.
Right?
He played
That's
bad
what I'm saying.
By
so
his own
I,
metrics.
I think some of the criticism
Who's
Shanahan
up for
gets.
Purdy today?
He, and I get it. It's the business. But, man, are we going to hold the players accountable for once? As overall, I know we're doing it today, but 51-2 in a regular season under Shanahan when not from 17 to 23. I mean, that's a pretty damn good record. I'm just saying. I don't know.
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
But, I mean, the three playoff ones. I don't think anyone has three 10-point losses in the fourth quarter
on their
resume.
But again, players not blocking, right? Westbrook gets hurt. Western Richburg gets hurt in the Saints game. Your backup center, whoever the hell it was in the Super Bowl, not blocking Chris Jones. Nobody's blocking Chris Jones. Tip passes. Jimmy not making throws. How about my boy Emmanuel Mosley not getting back in the zone on 3rd and 15 against the Kansas City Chiefs? What about Uncle Sherm not tackling, getting cooked on the right side? Okay. Like, all these things happen. Yeah. Christian McCaffrey fumbling on the first drive. What, you want Shanahan to run the ball for him? At some point, we got to hold the players accountable, too.
No, we do. It's a pie chart of culpability. You know? I've talked about this. Like, it's not, the whole pie is not Shanahan, and the whole pie was never just Jimmy G or just Brock Purdy or just the other. There's slices. Everyone gets a slices. It's like degrees of loss.
Let's go to Jason in San Jose. Jason, what's happening?
How are we doing, gentlemen?
I'm doing all right.
Niners lost. I'm kind of a shell of myself.
Jason.